This is an alert to USA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, April 13th, 2024. This Week in Security News. On four occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding a variety of safety and security matters, most important for this report. On Tuesday, Alert USA subscribers were informed of a new threat issued by the Islamic State calling for attacks on soccer stadiums in Spain, France, and Germany. These are some of the venues hosting major games in the quarterfinals of the UEFA Champions League, European soccer's biggest club competition. A post disseminated to online jihadist forums shows a large graphic of a gunman in a balaclava, along with the message, "Kill them all," in large text. The background is a collage of images showing different stadiums hosting the games, including London's Emirates Stadium, Paris's Parc des Princes, and Madrid's Metropolitano Arena. A second ISIS graphic was also released, showing a drone flying over the Madrid Stadium with the caption, "If they constrict and oppress you on the ground, then strike them from the sky." The UEFA quarterfinal second legs will take place April 16th and 17th in Barcelona, Spain, Dortmund, Germany, Munich, Germany, and Manchester, England. In related news, on Thursday, FBI Director Christopher Wray again warned Congress of an elevated threat to U.S. public safety and national security. Here are some brief comments from Director Wray.
I touched on this earlier, but there was already a heightened risk of violence in the United States before October 7th. Since then, we've seen a rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations call for attacks against Americans and our allies. And given those calls for action, our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw some kind of twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home. But now, increasingly concerning, is the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia Concert Hall just a couple weeks ago.
Next up, as reported last week, the CDC is warning doctors to be on the lookout for bird flu infections, particularly among dairy farm workers. The recommendation is in response to the outbreak of H5N1 avian influenza in dairy herds in 8 states, which has led to at least one human infection. Calmaine Foods, the largest egg producer in the U.S., has announced it is halting production at a Texas plant and culling nearly 2 million chickens after it detected H5N1 avian influenza at the facility. For more answers on what's happening with this potential public health threat, we present part 2 of our interview with one of the nation's experts on the topic. Dr. Stephen Hatfill is a specialist physician, virologist, and public health consultant with expertise in infectious disease control, disaster preparedness, and toxicology. He holds medical fellowships from several institutions, including Oxford, the National Institutes of Health, and the National Research Council, for whom he studied the Ebola virus at the U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Dr. Hatfill served in the Executive Office of the President of the United States as a medical and scientific advisor for COVID-19 response until the presidential transition in 2021. He is also the author of the book 3 Seconds Until Midnight, which goes into significant detail about pandemic influenza viruses and how poorly prepared the nation is to respond. The book accurately predicted the COVID-19 outbreak just 2 months before its onset. Here's part 2 of the interview. Dr. Hatfill, the CDC has stated that there really is no cause for concern right now, that they're increasing surveillance efforts, and that the public shouldn't get caught up into the whirlwind of hype. Is that a correct assessment from your perch?
Yes, it is of concern. It is being monitored. But we have a 100-year history of influenza ever since the 1918 pandemic, which was probably the third deadliest plague known to man, killed a significant fraction of the world's population, only exceeded by the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages and the plague of Justinian in Roman times. So, the CDC are very good. This is their bread and butter. And we know how to bring this under control. Unfortunately, it means slaughtering some of the carrier animals, in this case, birds. Pigs, the same thing. Do you remember burning all the cows and hoof and mouth disease in England?
I do.
So, again, another RNA virus.
Dr. Hatfield, following the abysmal response of the CDC, FDA, NIH, Health and Human Services, FEMA, the lockdowns, the demonization of early use therapeutics such as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in favor of new, significantly more expensive drugs, do you think that the nation is any better prepared to deal with the next pandemic?
No. We're in the worst shape that we've ever been in to handle this type of a large-scale infectious disease outbreak. Our government plans, which are supposed to be only supportive in nature, have become so complex and intrusive, it's beyond belief. The key to managing a successful pandemic is, one, local community preparedness. This is local authorities, the hospital and medical care facilities that are associated with those subpopulations, and being able to handle a sudden influx of a large number of infectious disease patients. 2005, 2006, we had an effective plan to do this. This all went by the wayside during the Obama administration. It started to come back to a certain degree, and then changes and the National Security Council got involved, and it just became a huge mess. And there was no real focus on training local health authorities. You want to be able to handle an influenza pandemic? Make sure you have stockpiles of an effective drug that can be given as an outpatient. Make sure that your local authorities, and we're talking from the mayor to the city emergency planner to the head of the hospitals and clinics, are all working as one team, should such an event occur, to increase the ability of that community to handle infectious disease cases. And we need to make sure that we have antiviral drugs, that at least one will work for whatever specific viral family is causing, whether it's influenza or hoof and mouth or COVID-19. And none of these things are being done. ASPR,
the Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response,
has been moved into, I believe, a cabinet position. Well, that's fine. Where's the training? All I see are more complicated government plans. We're not training our local authorities. We're not insisting on hospitals become well-oiled in establishing a medical surge capability. We're not pursuing pre-existing drugs. We have 20,000 pharmaceutical compounds that never made it to market. Some of these will have antiviral activity. We need to find those drugs, test which of the 26 viral families cause human disease, which drug is suitable for each of these families, and start to stockpile some of these. None of this is being done. We have the technology to make something the size of a car key fob that opens your door for you, where you breathe into it and it tells you if you have a viral infection in your lungs or not. That technology is not moving forward. We're spending billions on useless other things and not addressing the core things that will help us control future pandemic respiratory viral disease.
Dr. Hatfield, given the current situation with the cows and chickens, should there be any concern on the part of listeners regarding the consumption of milk or eggs?
Federal law requires pasteurization of milk if it crosses the state lines. Many states have their own rules. We're a republic. Some states allow the sale of unpasteurized milk, and I think that should be temporarily curtailed. The virus can be in cow milk, and influenza is an intestinal infection of birds, and it can infect the intestines of humans. So there should be some curbs on that temporarily till we see which way this thing's going. So store-bought milk, good. You're not going to catch it from that.
Thank you, Dr. Stephen Hatfield. In travel security news, on Thursday, Alerts USA subscribers were notified of a new security alert issued by the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, warning Americans of the need for caution and increased personal security awareness while in Israel. The security alert also noted that U.S. government employees and their families are restricted from personal travel outside the greater Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Beersheba areas until further notice. The security alert was issued as Iran has vowed to take revenge on Israel for a missile strike on their consulate in Damascus, Syria, that destroyed the building and killed 7 senior Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps commanders. The Pentagon has surged a variety of additional military assets to the region, and the Biden administration has vowed to help protect Israel from an Iranian attack. Listeners are reminded that in addition to multiple security alerts issued by U.S. embassies across Europe in recent weeks, and the recent call by the Islamic State for attacks targeting Christians and Jews in the U.S., Europe, and Israel, there is also a U.S. State Department worldwide caution in effect, warning of the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or other violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests globally. The State Department is urging U.S. citizens who are anywhere outside of the country to exercise increased caution and maintain a low profile, particularly in locations frequented by tourists, and to get registered with the U.S. Embassy or consulate in the country you are in or planning to visit. This is as simple as visiting the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program website at step.state.gov. In addition to U.S. government travel guidance, it is also highly useful to visit the equivalent websites of the Canadian, Australian, and UK governments to see what those nations have to say about your destination, as the content of security assessments can and do vary widely. Links to those foreign government sites can be found in the weekly Threat Journal email newsletter. If you are not a Threat Journal subscriber, simply visit threatjournal.com to sign up. The weekly publication is free, and a copy of this week's issue will be immediately sent to you via email. If you would like to receive Homeland Security-related threat and incident alerts on your mobile device, such as those mentioned in this podcast, visit alertsusa.com. Alerts USA continues to monitor the overall domestic and international threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers via SMS messages and email of breaking incidents of national significance, as well as any new alerts, warnings, or advisories impacting the overall threat picture for American citizens as events warrant. This has been an Alerts USA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, April 13th, 2024.